Country Z100. Good morning. Hey, it's Kent with you today. Kent, the Country Morning Show, joined by the love of my life, Nurse Joy, on the phone line to talk about the second most unrealistic reality show on all of television, ABC's The Bachelorette. Good morning, love.
Good morning.
Boy, oh boy, let's start off with this right here.
Rachel, Lynn, Lindsay, will you be my reina forever?
So pretty, yes.
And marry me.
Yes, you're sitting.
Brian got down on one knee last night. It was not Peter. Joy, your thoughts on the whole deal.
Rachel.
Yep.
It was hard. It was difficult to watch, that's for sure.
Well, you were saying Peter the whole time here.
I didn't expect to find someone who I truly, like, deeply care about.
Mm-hmm.
But the hard part is for me deciding if this person that I care about is someone who I love and see as the one and only for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely need to figure that out.
Right. And 24 hours to do it is a very scary thought.
It was just sad. It was sad. I think he was being honest, you know, as honest as he could be about, you know, he was worried about proposing, you know, after being together for a very little amount of time. But he told her he was in love with her and to please give him a chance and, you know, just to take a chance on them. And basically, she just couldn't do it. She was wanting the proposal. That was her goal at the end of that. And I get it in a sense. You know, she doesn't want to be with someone who's going to back out later on. But I feel like she had a deeper connection with Peter. And I feel like with Brian, it was more of a fleeting, you know, type of lust.
What is wrong with Brian? He seems like a nice guy.
Well, first of all, his mother. She seems so overbearing and just real protective over him. Like, I would be concerned about that. He wouldn't have gotten as far as he did had it been me.
You know, I wish him the best, but let it be a lesson. When you're getting married to somebody, not only are you marrying that somebody, but you're also marrying the folks' parents. You know what I mean?
Good luck to her.
You were saying, no way, Jose. What was it, the first hometown date they went on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Olga, I think was her name.
Olga!
If a woman wants to take the husband from the family, she can do it. Because some women want the guy only for themselves.
No.
And of course. If he's happy, I'm happy. If not, I'll kill you.
He said that's why him and his last girlfriend broke up was because of his mother.
Yeah.
Major red flags to Rachel. She obviously doesn't see them right now. She's very strong-willed. She's a independent woman. She's got a very strong, you know, sense of opinion. And I'm curious to see how that pans out for her.
It is a final here. Rachel and Brian, they are the couple that has made it through the process of the second most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelorette. Now, coming up for Bachelor Nation, it is The Bachelor in Paradise, which is filled with scandal, and we don't update that one because basically it's send everybody to an all-inclusive resort, put them in swimsuits, liquor them up, and you know what, Joy? What could possibly go wrong with that?
Exactly.
What could possibly go wrong? Well, some things went wrong, but they're going to have that next week. Look for Kent and Joy to do some film reviews because my wife here is a huge fan of the scary movies, and now we're getting to scary movie season. And what is the one that we're going to go see that you're making me see?
It.
And that's about the clown that lives in the sewer.
Yes.
What can possibly, you know, be so bad about a fun little clown with red balloons in the sewer?
We'll see, babe. We'll find out.
I just want to make sure.
Did you ever watch the old one?
No, I never watched the old one because my childhood was filled with wonderful things. Yeah.
Oh, man. This should be fun.
We will have that coming up as soon as the It movie comes out. So we know you scary movie people want to know all about that. Joy, I hope you have a wonderful day. And thank you, as always, for your in-depth analysis here on the show.
You're welcome.
I love you, babe.
I love you, too.
Kent in the Country.
Well, there you go. It's Brian and Rachel. And yes, I'm getting drugged to the movie theater to watch that It movie. I'll be heavily medicated with something before I sit my butt down in there. Hey, we could quizzle at any time. Hang on, it's coming soon. Kids in the Country.